The drama behind Arizona Public Service and the Corporation Commission may have entered a new act. Several APS customers are complaining about their bills increasing more than the $6 a month APS advertised in a rate hike approved by the commission in August, and the commission may not have given the increase as much consideration as it warranted. Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central reported on the story and joins us with more details. Ryan, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So what are some of the complaints that you've heard from customers? How specific do they get?
Well, complaints about rate hikes are very common, but these all share a common thread in that they are seeing far more than the $6 that APS advertised. And this goes from people with big houses that are seeing that would pay a higher bill anyhow, but also to the low-income folks that live in very small apartments are seeing dramatic increases in their bill. They're saying there's no way the rate hike can average $6 a month because they're already seeing significantly more than that.
And so APS's response to that has been?
It was a hot summer.
Isn't it always a hot summer?
It always is a hot summer, and I think we all experienced it. And we know that going back to June, we had some really warm temperatures. And unlike some previous rate hikes, this one did kick in August, which is one of the most painful bills that we see. But people are still getting high bills for their usage in September and October. And the next shoe to drop, they're going to have to pick a new rate plan. So they saw an increase, but now their time of use hours are going to change, their demand rates are going to change, their basic service fees are going to change. They're getting a letter in the mail this month, and there's going to be, I'm sure, many more complaints once people understand that they now need are going to see another change.
So let's delve into some of the digging that you did. This particular rate hike and these hearings that took place in August, there's concern expressed by some that there was not the kind of scrutiny given to this that the commission had given in the past. Can you give us sort of a comparison contrast on that one?
Sure. And I'll just tell you, honestly, I was shocked. I had told my editor, I had told my family, hey, it's going to be a late night. This is an APS rate hike. You know, the sun's going to be down before they make a vote. They actually voted by about 2:30 in the afternoon. Now, just for some context, the last time they had a rate hike at the commission, it was all different commissioners. It was 2012. And they went till about 5 o'clock in the evening. But that was to deliberate over something that didn't have a net impact on bills. Going back to 2009, the commissioners argued for 4 days over the course of 2 weeks, and they didn't vote until after 8 p.m. on the final decision, that rate hike. Prior to that, in 2008, they had 2 days of deliberations on a rate hike. So the tone at the commission has certainly changed. It used to be a little bit more like Judge Judy, and APS would come in and get grilled over how it spent money, and the commissioners would tack on amendments. This time, it almost seemed like it was a race to finish this thing as early as possible.
Now, did they limit public comment as well?
They actually opened the meeting in August, telling all of the interveners in the case to limit their comments and to say, hey, just assume we know your position, and if you have anything new, please share that. And then, as they went through about 6 hours of open meeting here, the toughest questions by far were not for APS, the applicant that wanted to raise bills on a million people. The toughest questions were for the people opposed to the rate hike. So not everyone agreed to this settlement. And the commissioners asked really hard questions, for example, of a pastor from Tempe who was complaining that his bills, for his APS bills, are really high when he promotes this homeless program. And then there's an energy efficiency group that came in, and they opposed the rate hike. And the commissioners, oddly, had the toughest questions of the day for these people that were opposed to the settlement.
Now, we're going to see some changes on the commission based on what's going on in terms of whether people are going to run for re-election or not. But I do want to ask you one specific thing about Bob Burns, who has been sort of on the losing end of a lot of 4-to-1 votes. We know about the controversy and the lawsuits and whatnot. Could he call for a rehearing? Could a rehearing happen to look into this rate hike?
He already has, and that's a part of his legal challenges to APS to disclose their political spending. So he's sort of fighting that battle on two fronts. He has to fight it at the commission and ask for a formal rehearing, and then he has to fight it in the court as well. There's an intervener in the case. His name is Warren Woodward. He's a gentleman from Sedona who has fought APS over a variety of issues. He actually got the fee for smart meters repealed a few years ago, and APS had to reapply to charge people if they wanted the old school type meter that people have to come to your house and read. So he's asked for a formal rehearing as well. But if enough customers will petition the commission and say, hey, we don't believe APS is following the order that was approved, then that can trigger a rehearing. The commissioners would at least have to vote on whether or not they're going to do it. I don't think they would, because Robert Burns is the only one that is asking for that, and most votes go 4-to-1 against him, as you noted.
And Ryan, very, very briefly, political concerns about this. Does this shine a light again on the commission and concerns about APS donations that we've been through?
Well, I think it's well known that APS is suspected of getting two of the commissioners elected who voted for this increase. APS acknowledged that it funded the elections for the other people. Mm-hmm. And the people in that office, four of them at least, were not making a very good effort to distance themselves from that utility by approving the rate hike in, you know, near record time.
Ryan Randazzo of AZ Central and the Arizona Republic with the latest on the Corporation Commission and APS. Ryan, thanks.
Thanks a lot.